Well, we've got right now this fascinating phenomenon, world's richest man saying he wants to restore truth to Twitter and trust to Twitter.
Yeah.
It's the public square now. It's how people communicate, find news. You were personally impacted by Twitter's left-leaning, censorious ways. You've now been restored. What impact do you think Twitter becoming an even playing field will have for...
Who knows? I mean, I'm hoping... I know people who know Elon Musk very well, who've worked for him, and these are very able people, to say the least. And they really admire him. He has the ability to do exactly what he did. He went into Twitter and he said, he's a good observer of the Pareto principle. A small minority of people do all the productive work. It's like, all you people, you're gone. And he just does it. It's like, and everybody who's whiny and complaining whines and complains about that. And no doubt some people who were doing a credible job were also let go, because it's a pretty broad swath, let's say. But he's got rid of 75% of the people, and Twitter is still working.
With record traffic.
Right, exactly. And so I think he will... And apparently, he's also put the boots to the people who are trafficking in child sexual exploitation already.
Incredible.
Right. No kidding. No kidding. Incredible in two ways. Incredible that he did it, but even more incredible that he could do it that fast and that it hadn't been done. Right, right. So, and Musk also, it seems to me that the evidence is quite clear that he... not only has a pretty good eye, but he is capable of learning. So he'll experiment, and he'll learn from his experiments, and we'll see if he can clean up Twitter. That's tough. I'm afraid, deeply afraid, that virtualization enables psychopathy, and that that might be a fatal problem socially as we move towards a more virtualized world. It's not easy to keep the Machiavellian psychopathic, narcissistic sadists under control. They're a small proportion of the population. But it's all about them and their short-term needs, and they'll do anything to make those paramount. It looks to me that when we virtualize the world, we take all the constraints off those people. And that's not good. So, for example, on social media, all the power's in the hands of the accusers. Well, that's not good. You know, believe all women. It's like, yeah, fair enough. Except it's believe most women. As soon as it's all, it's like, yeah, well, what about the psychopaths? Well, they don't exist. It's like, oh, you wouldn't say that if you ever met one. So if you think that all people who are malevolent are only victims, you're naive and fortunate, and you better wake up, because one of these days someone like that's going to come and knock on your door, and you are going to be one sorry person. So, and it's very difficult to keep that 5% of the population regulated. All their regulation is external, because they have no internal regulation. And I don't see that we have any ability to regulate that online, and we reward it, right? We reward it with attention, we monetize it. This could be... See, I actually think that's what's driving polarization. I don't think polarization is real in some sense. I think it's all driven by undue attention paid to dark tetrad, Machiavellian, narcissistic, psychopathic sadists. And that's polluting, because they communicate in an untrammeled manner in the virtual world. And because we're so virtualized, we think that's how the world is. It isn't. But we're reacting to it as if it is.
Is there a disproportionate number of those people in the media, perhaps? Is
oh,
that
definitely.
Part of the reason?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere where there's a lot of public attention available, yeah, yeah. Politics, entertainment, media. Anywhere where people have the privilege of being in the public eye. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. The psychopaths will invade that for sure. Now, that doesn't mean that all the people in those industries have that characteristic. I would say... that's a lurking temptation for people who have a talent in that direction, right? Because every temperament is going to come with its own temptations. And to be a person like you, say, although I'm not saying about this about you necessarily, although it's probably true about you too, is that you're very likely to be extroverted and disagreeable. If you weren't extroverted, you wouldn't have that verbal fluency and you wouldn't be comfortable in the public eye. And if you weren't disagreeable, you wouldn't challenge people. Okay, so what's the problem with being extroverted and disagreeable? Well, it tilts you towards narcissism. Now, there are ways that can be regulated. Maybe you're enmeshed in good social arrangements, right? So you have a husband, say, who helps keep you sane, and children and friends, and they help box you in. And maybe you're conscientious, and so there are, and like I said, every temperamental variant has its attendant temptations. But it's definitely the case that social media rewards disagreeable extroverted people, and it also disinhibits all the temptations that are associated with that. It's not good. And the research on this is becoming quite clear, by the way. So we know that female hyper users of Instagram are also, they're sadistic, Machiavellian, psychopathic, and narcissistic, and they optimize for short-term mating strategies. So they're promiscuous, and that's a marker for antisocial behavior. So antisocial people, broadly speaking, have more sexual partners. They start engaging in sex earlier. They're more callous in their utilization of themselves and others. And so,
would you call that toxic femininity? Is there a thing as toxic femininity?
Absolutely. We know what toxic femininity is. It's the female version of antisocial behavior is reputation savaging. Yeah. Gossip, innuendo, backbiting, and females can be very good at that. Now, men can do that too, and they do, especially on social media. But it's definitely the case that social media enables female antisocial type behavior, clearly. And so it scales. We were talking about, you know, whether the feminine ethos scales. Feminine pathology scales magnificently on social media. And so God only knows what the consequence of that's going to be. You know, and you know that's part of cancel culture. It's like, well, we can't confront you directly, but we can sure take you out behind the scenes. And that's everyone familiar with junior high culture among teenage girls knows what that's like.
Absolutely.